That's all. Like, I think people, like, people talking about sales, and I'm not here to say that somebody can't do a better job, but what if they sell and it's Matt Ishbia who buys the team? You know what I mean? Like, just selling for the sake of selling is ridiculous, number one. Like, that's crazy thought. Like, you start chanting sale at my games, that's going to make me, I'll never sell now. How about that? You stuck with me for life, bull. I ain't never selling. Now what? Like, that ain't going to get me to do anything. You ain't going to peer pressure me to do anything in that respect. But who's to say if you sell the team, what if he sells it to a Clay Bennett type? Mm-hmm. And, oh, yeah, I'll buy the Kings. And, you know, oh, man, go to one center. It's 10 years old. It needs upgrades. If it don't get no upgrades, we just going to have to go to Anaheim. Mm-hmm. Like, who's to say that's not the case? Mm-hmm. So selling isn't, and Jesse said it just as well, there's a bunch of bad owners with good teams. I always point out James Dolan. James Dolan is still James Dolan. He just hired the right people, like Jesse just said.
That's all it comes down to. Like, you have an owner that cares. He does not make great decisions. I'm not going to fight anyone about that. Like, since he's taken over the team, it's been bad. But you just need the one where just get the right guy in here. Don't hire two guys from the same interview process either. Don't do that.
He's not Sarver.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, that's not what he is. And, like, we can be upset or frustrated, or we can be unhappy with the way that the team looks, and you can classify him as a bad owner if you want to. Landing Kevin Durant or Devin Booker or going to the finals or Monty Williams or whatever run Phoenix had that got you excited, like, none of that made Robert Sarver a good owner. None of it. Like, he is a horrible human being. That is not what Vivek is. Those are the type of people you don't want owning your sports franchise. Those are the Fishers. Those are, like, those type of people. So Sarver is even worse than Fisher. Way worse than Fisher. Like, Dolan is brilliant. Do you want James Dolan as your owner? Like, think about that. That's what we're talking about here. Like, when you ask for your team to be sold, fully recognize what you're asking. Maybe Vivek does a little too much. Maybe he doesn't do enough. The bottom line is it's his team and it's his business. The object of a business is to generate income. Like it or not, the man has generated income. Mm-hmm. The man has made the Sacramento Kings he's rode the wave of sports franchises going up in value, but he's done nothing to deter that. The Golden One Center is one of the great arenas in the building. Mm-hmm. Now, are there things he can do better? I'm sure there are. But I'm fine with Vivek being the owner. Yeah. But I'd appreciate it if he stopped missing.
That's the thing. It's just he just needs to get one right. Because I don't think he's selling. I don't think that's coming anytime soon or anything like that. That's not an option here. It's not a solution.
He'd be crazy to sell. I'll say that right now.
No, that'd be insane. What? It'd be insane.
Sell the team?
It'd be insane.
You lost your mind?
Yeah.
No, I'm not selling this team.
What's your boy's name? What's your boy?
The new owner or the old
one? No, the old one.
Wick Grosbeck?
Thank you.
Yeah.
He's selling at peak value.
He's selling at peak value, and he didn't even want to sell. The dad is making the sale happen. Mm-hmm. That's why he's doing all this stuff with still being involved, and still, he didn't want to sell at all. But the dad, who had more power, said, no, I'm getting out right now as opposed to just leaving this in the family. They sold for $6 billion. And all the sale chance, Vivek would be an idiot to sell before expansion.
Oh, yeah, right.
Are you crazy? Like, no. Get that out your head. That's not happening. You can hope that maybe he goes about things differently. But selling the team, save your breath. There's not even a chant that at the games. But securing the 12th pick now, he's no longer securing the Bagley. He says, or we could get somebody like Ballmer. Maybe.
Maybe, yeah.
Maybe. The whole thing is you don't know.
It's pie in the sky, too.
Yeah.
Like, that's not happening.
Yeah. Ballmer is actually probably of the new, like, people who sold teams or bought teams or something like that. Ballmer is probably the exception.
Well, let's not pretend like there wasn't a fear when, you know, Ballmer bought that team. Mm-hmm. When, first time his name popped up, it's like, oh, he's going to take him to Seattle. He's going to move him.
Right.
He's going to move him.
Yep.
And he was like, no, I'm not. Yep. And everyone's, he's lying. No, I'm not. Like, it was like he was in a position. What do you want me to do here?
You think Vivek wants to win as much as, like, let me see if I can find a comment. Aaron Mick says he wants an owner who wants to win championships, not just sell tickets. You think Vivek wants to win as much as he wants to make a profit off this organization?
No, I think he absolutely wants to win.
Like, people,
he absolutely wants to win.
This is what
there's no question about.
This is what bothers me. Sometimes people just kind of make these assumptions. Of course, the guy wants to win.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what are we talking about? Like, the guy would, if this was the worst team in basketball, they tanked like everybody's
back. Anthony Davis.
Okay. AD back.
And just for those who are unaware, Dallas is in Brooklyn tonight.
Mm-hmm. AD back.
Boy, watching these standings are going to be stressful.
AD.
Anthony Davis hasn't played since February 8th.
We'll see what he can bring to the table for him.
So securing the 12th pick, says he hasn't spent. He says no about Vivek wanting to win as much as he make a profit. He says he hasn't spent He hasn't spent luxury tax a single year the Kings have been here.
We've been over this so many times. I feel like you were going
to
say it.
He hasn't had a reason to.
Who do you want him to pay?
Front office got to get guys here to do
who
that.
Who has left this franchise that you go, man? If Vivek had just been willing to go into the tax for that guy, we'd be better off. Name one. Literally one. There isn't. Bogey's been on two or three teams since getting out of here. Mm. He was insignificant. The second. Oh, man. there was no one. There was absolutely no one.
No.
And he's paying Mike Brown for the next 3 years, right. So he's not afraid to spend money.
Right. I don't know. Like, it's people are so definitive that somebody, like, you really sitting up here saying a guy don't want to win. If they tank the way everybody wants them to, and they were awful, they were also the one of the worst teams in basketball for 4 years, but he was turning a profit of $100 million a year or whatever, $50 million a year, he'd be happy with that.
Mm.
Come on, man. Maybe I just think too highly of people. Maybe you guys just think too low of people. He don't want to win. All right, man. Like, what are we talking about? That somebody actively would say, nah, I don't want to win games. I don't care if I win. I'd rather just continue to be the laughing stock of these little meetings that I go to because we think we can't ever win. All right.
Mark Souza says, how about acquiring players to go over the apron? Let's be real. He could loosen up the purse strings. Like, we talked about it. They can't get the job done.
How do you acquire those players?
Ani and Co. can't get the job done.
Like, it's not.
That starts with Vivek, too, but.
I feel like we know by now this is a player and agent driven league. Mm-hmm. Every name that virtually every Kings fan listening has thought of, tweeted about, talked at the barbershop about, talked with their friends about, the front office has probably tried to go get them. But they didn't have the assets that some other teams did. Mm. Or weren't willing to give up the assets that some other teams did. Mm. I don't think they wanted to pay Siakam all of that money. But it may not have even boiled down to that. It could have boiled down to Keegan Murray. It could have boiled down to Siakam going, no, I want to play in Indiana. Mm-hmm. And they're offering me the same money. So you could trade for me. I'm just not signing here. And I'm going to be pissed if you do.
Right.
Because I just lost my money. And, man, my hamstring might act up.
Dog, I think we've said it before. We'll say it again. Siakam didn't want to come here. He let it be known to everybody that was trying to get him here in Sacramento, I don't want to come here. I'm not re-signing. Don't trade for me. Like, mm-hmm. People, that's real. People say that they have their reasons, whether it's a small market, whether it's things that they've heard around the league, whether it's they just want to be closer to wherever they want to be. But Securin and everybody else, they always just come out here with like, ah, just sign this guy and go over the apron. Bro, it's a two-way street. You can't just sign and trade for people, especially when you're talking about signing somebody they don't want to be here. And then if you're a front office and you're trying to put together a team and you're giving up a guy like Keegan Murray and they're the people you're trading for are telling you, do what you want. I'm not going to resign here. Do whatever you want. Trade for me if you want. I'm not going to – you'll be wasting all the assets that you just gave up. Securing and everybody else. Ah, just make the move. Show that you want to win. All right. Okay. Then when they have nothing to show for it, you'd be crapping on them for that.
To be a Sacramento Kings fan is to live in a perpetual state of anger and or frustration.
The way this team...
Remember when we beat the Warriors and FaceTimed everybody? Oh my God, man. That was the peak.
That was the peak.
That was the peak of the season.
So much fun. I don't think they've lost since.
The Warriors.
Yeah. Warriors haven't lost since that FaceTime. Acquired Jimmy Butler like that afternoon and all of a sudden...
And this goes back to like kind of what we talked about. I believe you have to hit on in the draft.
Yeah.
And they failed to do that in recent years.
Yeah.
Because if they hit on, especially for a team like the Kings, like a smaller market type team, like you got to hit that because that's how you get the assets. People talking about no assets. That's how you get them. You get these guys in a draft where you can make this move to go get a star player or hell, hold on to those guys or whatever you got to do. And the highest value player that they still have is Keegan Murray. And
I says, no assets because they can't draft. So tank to guarantee high picks lowers the chances of missing drafts. Yeah. Can't think of one time they've missed near the top of the draft. You nailed that one, Ice. They've never missed when drafting near the top.
It's a simple game. Just make the right decisions. You live long or you last long in the league. If you don't, you get fired. There's not like a way to go about this.
No, you got it. It's really simple. It's like a make or miss league, right? Like you got to hit.
Yeah.
Most of the decisions that you make have to be the right one. Front office, draft, trade acquisitions, they got to be the right one. If they're wrong, which is a possibility for anybody, you ain't going to make it. Just like a basketball game. It's not the shot. It's whether it goes in or not.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Mm-hmm. You could take a wide open shot. You can take one contested. But if it's contested and it goes in, ain't nobody tripping.
Mm-hmm.
If it's wide open and you miss, then it's DeMar DeRozan's fault.
Of course, obviously. But pretty much everything is DeMar DeRozan's fault. We'll come back. I don't really – I see Daniel on the line. Daniel, hang tight.
Daniel, hang tight, baby. We've got to give an update on the tournament, baby. We're
in
the Sweet 16. Super scintillating sensational.
Damn right I want to go to opening day, Kyle Mattson.
Hell yeah.
What?
I said I want to go to opening day. Hell yeah.
We got to utilize that one more.
Do we?
Yeah.
All right.
You know what we need to utilize as well?
I do.
Prize Picks.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've got Beam Money going down today. Ooh. I don't care what's going on. Beam Money's still popping.
Okay.
Still popping. And, you know, there's a few things at play here. There's a few things at play. I'm still putting my lineup together. I will have it on my socials coming up. But look, they got Domantas Sabonis in, like, available to be picked. He hasn't been ruled officially in or nothing like that. But they got him at 14.5 points. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Give me that.
Okay.
For sure. I can tell you that right now. Give me that. three-pointers made. They don't have my boy Malik. Well, they do have him up there, but nobody said he's playing yet. But they got him at 1.5 three-pointers made. I might just take that just regardless. You know what I'm saying? Because he's good for 2 to 3, you know, every night. So I got that. Jason Tatum, he kills the Kings. They got him at 28 points. I might go for more on that one. And then DeMar DeRozan, he's 22.5 points. I might go with that. Like I said, this isn't the final lineup. I'm going to have the lineup. I'm going to put it on the socials so you guys can check it out. And then we can all make some money together, man. And if you do decide to go with my lineup or your own lineup or whatever, put in that promo code KIFM right in the promo code in that section, and you get $50 instantly with your first $5 lineup. So put in a promo code KIFM to get $50 instantly with your first $5 lineup. You must be present in certain states. Go to PrizePicks.com for more details. Where is Zabo? This is crazy, but PrizePicks, run your game.
Are you sure about that Domas? That Domas number sound crazy.
Yeah, 14.5, man. I got it right here.
Did you see the little freebie they got?
I did not.
Cooper Flagg.
Oh, for
0.5 points per game
for when he plays
for Arizona. Yeah,
yeah. Come on, man, Cooper Flagg. I saw an interesting question yesterday. I don't even know if we Kings game. We can talk about it.
Come on, we here.
I think it was our boy Eddie Gonzalez. He asked the question. Is Cooper Flagg the most hyped white prospect the NBA's ever seen? And I think the answer is yes.
I wasn't around for Larry.
Yeah,
Larry got to be up there, no?
I don't know.
Yeah, he might be. Luca? Luca wasn't
American.
Even the number one pick in the draft. The crazy thing about him, like, he was hyped. Mm-hmm. But he didn't pass DeAndre Ayton, yeah. Who played like 5 minutes in a tournament.
Yeah.
It was a little fictitious there. He's out, but I don't even think Luka would be in that. You know, even if it was American or right. not, it's yeah, he might be. Can you think of another one? Is Kyle Madsen steps in?
No, not really. The Luka thing was funny because when his draft stock started, it was like he is 7 feet tall. And then it was like he is 6'10". And by the time he's like 6'5". Mm-hmm. How did that happen?
It's like Sasha.
No.
Oh, dude, 6'14", bro.
But, I think so, man. It's, and he's the truth. Mm-hmm. Cooper is the truth.
Mm-hmm.
That dude can play, man. I'm interested to see what he looks like in the NBA. Like, I think he'll be great, but like, how does he play? What does it look like? And is he a stretch four? Is he a three? Like, what is it? I don't know, but he's the truth, man. Hey, he's a diaper dandy, baby. Come on, man. He's a diaper dandy. You saw him against Baylor. This guy was all over the place. He was super scintillating, sensational. He was a Rolls Royce-er, a PT peer. Duke is having no problems. No problems whatsoever.
No. What do you mean just to us? That's not on the air? We're on the air.
No, I know that. That's my bad. Oh. I just had to push a lot of buttons to get
oh,
there.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
I just wanted to get that joke off.
No, it wasn't Coming to America.
That's what it sounded like.
No, that's Dick Vitale. That's Dick Vitale.
It's Dick Vitale, no, baby.
Just, and
come on, baby. We're talking NCAA tournament.
Do you see what I'm getting at, though?
No, I hear it. Yeah.
Okay.
No, it's there.
Well, it's a little more raspy if you're talking
it's,
about
it. It is
a little more raspy. Beat Joe Lewis's ass.
Uh-huh.
But we're talking Dick Vitale, baby. Okay. We're talking the tournament, baby. We're talking about Queen at Maryland. He's from Baltimore. He hit the game winner. That was big time. That was big time. We're talking Arizona, Caleb Love. He's going up against the Dukies, baby. I can't wait. Sweet 16 this week. I can't wait.
Awesome. That's great. I'm glad this is the thing we got.
That's objectively a really bad Dick Vitale impression.
No, it is. It's terrible. But I try to voice my concerns. No one cares. I'm just a hater.
You got to force it more from like the like from the bottom of your chest. You got to really like. What's that? There's not a way I can say this, I'm not going to draw a penalty. So.
Okay, no, that's fine. Go ahead. Just take the flag.
No, I don't want to.
Well, okay.
Well, hold. He's going to score a touchdown. Hold him.
Stop the touchdown.
grab his face mask, please.
When you do, if you're going to do a Dick Vitale impression, you gotta force it out of your stomach.
Oh. Oh, jeez. Oh, man.
Throw the flag.
That was.
Thank you.
Yo. Wow.
I mean, I told you
I didn't want to say it.
No, I knew it was bad. I just didn't realize it was that bad. All of this for a guy named Dick Vitale, too. Have we thought about what we're doing?
Dickie V, baby.
Look, even the grown-ups are like, Jesus, Kyle. Do you know how bad the flag has to be for Katrina to go, Jesus?
No. Dickie V, baby. What a game. What a game we saw yesterday. Florida and UConn. We got that whiny little, I'm not going to say it, but Dan Early got him out of here.
You can call him a whiny little bitch. It's fine. I called myself a dumb bitch on Friday. You can call him a whiny little bitch if you want to.
That was a classic. But, yeah.
Yeah, so what was that, 13
straight wins going into that game.
That's pretty crazy.
That is crazy. I am very, very happy. Sorry, Jake, that UConn is gone. I can't stand Dan Hurley. He did his Dan Hurley thing again right after the game in the tunnel talking about Baylor. Hope you don't get blanked by the refs like we did. Just a whiny little biatch. But he's a good coach. And you look at UConn. They're always well prepared, and they almost pulled off the upset. You know, they that was a good game. That was a good game, and he has those guys ready. So he is public enemy number one as far as coaches go for me. I would never send Reese to go play for Dan Hurley, but yeah, he's a good coach. He's a good basketball coach. Hell of a coach. That was a great game with Florida, man. Did you catch any of the?
Yeah, I didn't. Was he always like this? Was Dan Hurley always like this?
Yeah.
It's just more magnified because he's won multiple national titles.
And he gets to talk crazy because he's won multiple national titles. So he'll say stuff like, I'm the best coach in the country to the ref.
Right. So well, okay. Admittedly, that was kind of funny.
I would have teed his ass.
No, that was kind of funny. Yeah, but it was still funny. He would have earned the tag.
I would have said, laugh your ass to the showers. Get out of my face. Dan Hurley.
Well, in his defense, he wasn't laughing. I was. He said it and meant it.
He's a hell of a coach, man. But you know one thing that happened over the weekend that I wasn't sure?
You asked that I watched the tournament. Yes. I saw a good amount. I was locked in quite a bit to the women's tournament, but
were you watching Saturday and Sunday or just I was too. I wasn't
sitting around watching, but I had the games on.
Yeah.
I had the multi-screen on.
I had the multi-screen on too. That's great for this time of year. But I was tapped in, and you know what I was like kind of tapped in for that I didn't know until I got there was St. John's in Arkansas.
Okay.
I was like, yo, this is Cal and Patino.
Yeah.
Like, I'm tapped in. Like, I had to do some stuff outside with Reese. Like, he had a workout that we were going through and everything, but I brought the TV out, man. I was like, I'm not going to just miss this game. Like, I got to see Cal and Patino.
Yeah, I understand that. Like, especially for people like our age, like those two, for better or worse, have been in our lives forever.
Yeah, I think the first time I remember them was the '96 Final Four. I don't think they played in the championship game. I want to say Syracuse played Kentucky, and they might have played in the semifinal.
Mm-hmm.
But it was UMass and Kentucky. It was Patino versus Calipari, and yeah, that was 1996, and here we are in 2025.
Yeah,
and these guys are still leading those high-profile programs, man. So I was tapped in for that. I wasn't expecting that, but when I was like looking at the slate of games, I was like, oh man, say Cal and Patino? Oh yeah, I'm watching. It was a good game too.
Anything coming up in the next round that's got you excited?
I mean, you've got the situation where it's all the heavy hitters. This is not a tournament for the Cinderellas.
Yeah, Duke is there, Cal's there, yeah. The one seeds are there, Bama's there.
I saw the note that this is the first time since 2007 that there is not a seed lower than 11.
Okay.
11 seed or lower left in the tournament. And I think the lowest seed is the 10 seed Arkansas Razorbacks, Coach Cal.
Okay.
So this is heavy hitters. And to be honest with you, like, this is what you want. Like, maybe you want to sprinkle in a little mid-major here and there to see what they want to do, but this is what you want.
Mm-hmm.
You want the top teams, top programs in these Sweet 16s. I think we're going to get some great games over the weekend. I'm definitely looking forward to a Sweet 16 in San Francisco for one of them, too.
How did we feel about McNeese State's little team manager guy?
You don't bother me.
No?
Get your bread.
It's always weird, I feel like, when it's focused on, like, those guys and not the team. But yeah. I feel like the team was into it, so.
Yeah, they were feeling it. You know what I'm saying? That's their boy.
It's fine. Yeah. He's not bothering anybody.
Shoot me in an aisle.
Yeah.
Right. Man, it's living.
Yeah.
916-909-1320 if you want to get in on these phone lines. Kenny left a note. Did Steph Curry really hit that full court shot that's been floating around?
I did some more research. I think he did. Yeah.
The first angle I thought, I was like, oh, is this like a commercial? And then I saw one where it looked like another fan recorded it.
Yeah.
And then it was like, that's crazy.
That is insane.
It does not look real. At all.
That's insane.
He throws a curveball 100 some odd feet. Because it's not 94 feet. He's standing in the tunnel.
Yeah. That's crazy. And I wasn't sure. And I'm still not sure. But the more I've heard about it, read it.
Like, I think I'm just going to assume everything Steph Curry does is fake. Like, he's just no human being can do it. Like, it's just fake. Steph Curry hit 10 threes in a game. No, he didn't.
That's cap.
No, he didn't.
Well, there
that's an AI Steph Curry.
Do we want to break the news here now? Like, there is video where he didn't make it.
Oh, he didn't?
Yeah, he did not make it. I'm trying to find it right now.
Oh, he didn't? I haven't seen that video.
Yeah, I haven't seen the video where he hasn't made it either. I've seen two of them where he did.
The ones that I've seen, that falls short.
Oh, okay.
You guys speak amongst yourselves.
Okay, Casey's watching Bianca.
I think she's like about to be a heel, though.
I don't blame. I looked up a minute ago and there was Rhea. I was like, oh, all right.
Yeah, I think they're really about to make Bianca a heel. That's crazy.
You got to get through the Cena thing first, though, don't you?
Well, they're planting the seed. Like that whole argument thing with the GM. The good guys don't do that. And she's going up against Rhea.
Like, is that the Mania?
I'm not sure, but okay. the last two weeks they've butted heads.
Okay,
that's crazy. I'm with you. Like that's a lot in at one moment, but I think they really about to make her a heel. Wow.
Okay.
So I haven't seen this video though.
Here we got it right here.
We got okay.
This is okay.
He's in the back corner right now.
Yep.
Short.
Oh,
I see. It's not a doctored video. Yeah. It just looks like he makes it.
Yo, that's crazy that he was that close.
Like it was. Crazy. So everything, everything that happens is real. Like he throws a curveball.
There he is, curving right there.
That's amazing.
And look, everybody in the back's like, oh, he made it. Yeah. And Steph Curry was like dancing, like, ah, yeah, I got it. The fact that that is crazy in itself.
Well, the fact that it's even believable that he made it
yeah.
is The other thing.
Wow.
Did we determine that one video where he just shot a bunch of like three quarters? That was fake.
Yeah, that was fake. That's crazy that
these hoes really had that. Steph is the most unbelievable thing ever.
And they just ran with it.
I mean, he is, but no.
Tell the truth.
They're running with this one.
It's the thing, no shame.
That one fooled me.
I didn't know. I guess it did fool me because I didn't know. I had no idea. That's the other crazy part about it, though. You wasn't going to catch me saying that Steph didn't do that.
Right. Nope.
I found that tweet on accident.
I was like, I don't think that's real, but I ain't going to go on wax saying it isn't real. Because Steph is Steph.
What is real is Steph is in Miami.
He is.
And that's important because so is Jimmy Butler, and so are the rest of the Golden State Warriors. And I guess much like Domas, where we thought he might be out for a couple games here, Steph was like, nah. Now, I don't think he's officially been ruled in or out for tonight's game.
He's with the team, yeah, though.
But he's with. But that was the thing. He met the team in Miami. He's out there with them now.
They play tonight. I thought they played Tuesday.
Oh, it might be Tuesday. But he joined the team.
Because that was the thing. They want to see how he felt getting off the plane.
Okay. Got you.
So.
Got you. I'm taking a quick peek.
I could.
Domon still listed as questionable. Everybody still listed as questionable. Malik is still questionable. Doug McDermott is still questionable. Everyone's sick except Doug McDermott, whose elbow hurts. Mm. And Domas is obviously dealing with the ankle.
Mm. Poor Doug McDermott. Maybe, a lot of these people are questionable. Do we see Jay Crowder?
No.
Against his former team? Revenge game?
Why would we see Jay Crowder?
Revenge game, 6 years in the making? Jake's been back as a buck many times.
Jay Crowder is going to play professional basketball this year? For Sacramento, that doesn't seem possible. That doesn't seem possible.
Yeah.
See LeBron return. Speaking of injuries, LeBron came back on was it Saturday. They got their ass beat.
Friday. Did they play another game since then?
They lost to Chicago. They
played Saturday against the Bulls.
They got their ass kicked.
My boy Drake Uyu, he keeps telling me about Josh Giddey. Josh Giddey keep killing.
Almost had a quadruple double.
Josh Giddey keep killing.
I was just going to make a joke. I just decided not to.
So do you guys think the Lakers are going to be able to get back on track? No, but seriously, yeah. Do you think the Lakers, like LeBron's back, like it's all just going to look about what it did before? Or?
I think they'll settle into a nice little groove going into the playoffs. Yeah, absolutely. That he's the connective tissue with all of this, though.
Yeah.
Like LeBron, that 3-4 week stretch, that was like MVP LeBron.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I know we don't talk about that anymore. That was legit MVP candidate LeBron.
Yeah, he was special.
This might be true. I don't know. Like, he probably has to be close to that for this to work this way this year.
Mm-hmm.
But to answer your question, you're like, yeah, I think they can. I think they can get back to where they were before his injury.
You think Luka extends LeBron's career at all?
Absolutely. Not by a lot.
Maybe a couple year or two more?
Yeah, absolutely.
Now Luke is basically what LeBron was wanting AD to do for the longest time.
Yeah, because I don't think this is LeBron's last year.
I don't think so either.
And I guess you'll
add another year on top of next year. I think next year would be.
So I always thought next year was going to be his last year.
Mm.
If this thing goes the way that it could, you get a locked in, Luka in shape, feels good, whatever. Yeah, maybe maybe next year is it no matter what.
Yeah.
Maybe the idea is.
Next year would be 22, 23? 23 years?
Is it two? Is it 22 or 23? If only there was a way we could find out.
he might try to mess around and get to 25.
Be 23 years next year.
He'd be playing with Bryce at that point, right?
Yeah.
He got to 25.
Yeah, he'd make sure he's on the Lakers.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong.
Bryce
isn't going to be the 57th pick of the draft, though. Isn't Bryce better?
That's been said. I don't know how true that is anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, they're the same?
Yeah, Bryce is cool. I actually think Bronny might be better than Bryce.
Oh, okay.
I thought
they always said Bryce was the one.
They tried to say that because they was always hating on Bronny.
Oh.
But Bryce has the height and everything. I think he's like 6'5", 6'6", or something like that. And he's a really good ball player. But I think I've always liked Bronny a little bit more than others. I think Bronny's a pretty skilled player.
He shook Jokic that one time. Did you see it? Or not Jokic, Giannis. Giannis fouled him, too.
7 of 10 from the field, 17 points that night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
With not another soul on the floor. Bronny out there. No Luka that day. Yeah. LeBron was out.
Yeah. So
I don't even know. Did Austin Reeves play that game?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Did you see that discussion that was going down last week about who's the best third option in the league?
Oh, God, no.
The argument was for Austin Reeves being the best third option. Or no, I think somebody was like, he's the best second option in the league. And they're like, he's not even the best third option in the league. So people were...
Who is the best third option then?
I didn't even really dive in.
I mean, the Knicks on the top, like off the top of my head, probably got some guys.
Bridges would be the third, I guess, or OG for the Knicks.
I probably would have said OG, but yeah, either one is fine.
Norman Powell?
I don't think Austin Reeves is crazy.
Norman Powell's better than Austin Reeves.
Who's option one?
James, Kawhi.
Sure Norman Powell's better?
I think they're
close. It's more of a bucket.
No, that's good. Yeah, that's good. He's probably no lower than 5.
Derek White, Ice says. You're not better than Derek White.
Yeah.
He's not better than Austin Reeves.
Austin Reeves is pretty good.
He is, but he's not. Well, the point was somebody was trying to say he's the best second option in the league.
Okay, he's not even the second option.
That's where all this came from.
Is Luka still on the team?
I guess not.
Is LeBron?
Nico went to the Lakers and traded him again.
He's the best second option when LeBron has a groin injury that week.
Oh.
Austin Reeves is pretty good, though. He is pretty good.
Remember when we used to fight over him and Herter?
Oof.
No, not at all. Yikes. I don't think that happened.
Is Austin Reeves better than Desmond Bane?
The internet. I think
about
so.
The same tier.
Yeah, same tier.
I think Austin Reeves is a little better.
I think Desmond Bane is better.
It's fine.
But they're the same.
I'm not going to fight over it. I'm not going to argue over it.
No, let's fight.
No, you're going to have to find something I'm more passionate about. Because it is not Austin Reeves.
Would you rather have Austin Reeves or Russell Westbrook on your team right now?
Russell Westbrook, 10 times out of 10. Always.
Austin Reeves better than Aaron Gordon?
Yes. Now, I think.
He's more consistent.
I don't know. I said that kind of
the roles
fast.
Are different.
Yeah.
You did say it fast.
I would take Austin Reeves over Aaron Gordon right now.
I think I would, too. But, I mean, Aaron Gordon's still really good.
Yeah, that's the question. Is Austin Reeves? Nah, because that'll start a...
I'm sorry. Austin Reeves isn't better than Derek White?
No.
No, I don't think so. But I do think they're on the
same Derek White's team. A more complete player?
Yeah, Derek White's all defensive, first team type guy.
Yeah, okay.
I think they're on the same tier, though.
I agree Derek White is a more complete player. I just thought I'd ask. Who's the third option on the Kings?
Well, that's why I was
Are you going to ask if Austin Reeves is better than Keegan Murray?
Third option?
Would Austin Reeves be on this team?
Come to think about it, who's our first option?
DeMar DeRozan.
Yeah. Oh man. Yeah, well. Even... Wow. Wow.
Hey, who's the second?
Malik.
Okay.
Malik over Zach.
Zach doesn't take enough shots.
Yeah. And is AR as they like to call him? Is he better than Zach LaVine? No, but you know Austin Reeves is going to put that shot up.
Is one player's ability more suited towards winning basketball?
Well, now Coach Fields asked the question.
Where's Domas?
Well, sorry, man. I wouldn't
hey,
know
hey,
that.
Hey. What do you mean? He's here. He's right here.
That's why I didn't even say.
Domas, come here. Come here. Domas, come say hi.
What is Domas, the fourth option? Oh, this game is weird, man.
Maybe let's not play this game right now.
Weird. James Hamm joins us.
40 million, fourth option.
Oh, man. Come on, man. Can't do that to my boy Domas. Come on, man.
Kind of a question?
Oh, man.
Stilo and Casey on ESPN 1320. I'm looking at the phone. It says it's 77 degrees outside, and we were, you know, obviously it's beautiful. It's the first time it's been this nice in a while, and I was cooking for my family yesterday and was outside, and whew, like, man, it's warm. Like, I know it said it was going to be 70 today, but man, it's really warm. And it was like, man, how hot did it wind up getting? And we looked at the phone. It was like 66 degrees.
Well, it's just because it's that first bit of warmness.
Oh, yeah. That first bit of sunshine that hits like 10 degrees higher, 20 degrees higher than it really is.
Casey is missing, for those that are wondering.
No, it's amazing. Like, I don't understand. Like, he
can't. We're back, like, return. A minute from break,
it's,
too.
Like,
yeah.
It's crazy. Like, every time. Like, it's wild. It's like he gets locked out.
He's just walking all nonchalant. What's up, guys?
That's good. He was actually, you couldn't see. He was actually jogging in this time.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, no, like, I think he recognized, oh, man, some time has passed. I better hurry.
Yeah, and that's why I think the Lakers are going to miss the playoffs, damn.
Well, I did.
That's why DeMar DeRozan is trash.
I did get distracted on the way in. Do you see we got one of those machines where you, like, go get the game machines?
Yeah, I saw they had the claw machine. Seth was rolling that out.
All right.
Wait, what?
That's where we're going here at Odyssey.
Where?
Yeah, right there. Yo, go see. Go ahead. Go look.
Yeah, like, do we actually get to, like, what is that for? Is that just for show? Is that for the guests that come? Do I get to go play right now? Or?
I don't know. Are they going to put PS5s in there? What are we getting? Shoes? They putting shoes in there? What are we doing? Right outside the door.
It's the claw game.
Oh. Yeah, it is right there. Like I said, what am I getting? Shoes? What? I don't know. Joe brought that in.
What the hell is that thing coming back at us?
You know what? What if we make it fair? We'll throw the snacks in there. Whoever wins a snack gets a snack.
Oh, crazy.
Oh,
now, whoever now wins cooking. A snack gets a snack. That way no one gets mad because me and Casey won 10 snacks that day or something.
Now we could. Oh, you got to tell Dame. I like it. Yeah. All right.
Hang on.
Yeah, I'm a rig.
What happened?
So in order to fix the whole snack fiasco, we'll just throw all the snacks in there and you play for snacks.
Mm. Oh, there you go.
I'm rigging that game.
There you go.
It's like, I won seven times today. I got seven fruit snacks. That is what it is. Get more quarters.
Get more quarters.
All right. Well, I would think quarters might. They better not make us use quarters for that.
Brother, this is the Sacramento A's. We pay for stuff here.
Yeah. No, that's facts.
Man, they better not.
It's like Moneyball when you got to pay for your drink at the vending machine.
Hmm.
Well, hold on. We got to do this the right way because Jesse wasn't here earlier when we were talking about March Madness,
no,
baby.
Everyone
we were
else
talking
was
about
here.
The tournament. We were talking about the Sweet 16. We were talking about Maryland finally getting a buzzer beater. They had a rough year. Four different games where they got beaten by a buzzer beater, and they finally get one in the tournament, baby. Shout out to Maryland.
Terrible.
Let's go. Arizona, Caleb Love, old school Pac-10, Oregon versus Arizona. Arizona on top.
This is what happens when you tell him stuff is entertaining. He did this already.
I will have your guys' backs from day one.
He did this already.
Right or wrong.
And he ran it back literally just for you.
Hey, Dickie,
No.
Yeah, put the V on there, brother.
What do you think about the year Rick Pitino had with St. John's?
Oh, Rick Pitino, one of the great coaches of all time. He brought back St. John's. You saw Spike Lee. He was out there. Everybody was happy. He had some diaper dandies, some Rolls Royces out there, baby. But John Calipari, one of the great coaches to ever do it. And I know a lot of people try to take him to the woodshed. John Calipari's one of the best, baby. Come on, Arkansas's back. They got Calipari, Nolan Richardson, Corliss Williamson, all these guys, they're back.
Do you want to ask him something?
Yeah, how do you feel about all of the people that just turned over to Kyle Draper when you did that?
Kyle Draper's a diaper dandy, baby.
Man.
Oh, you missed a wild Kyle.
No, I heard it. I heard it. Oh, no, I didn't hear it. Actually, Kyle told me, and yeah, I told him to go home. Told him to go home, pal. I would have just shut up. Like, because he said he knew what it was. I would have just been quiet and just, nope, I'm not going to say what I had to say.
No, that was a pretty bad one, man. That was a pretty bad one.
Coach Fields, you're right. I did go to Arkansas, and that was shortly after Those kids were trying to walk into the school, and I don't remember what my role was in that. It was a long time ago, but I did go to Arkansas. I'm a big donor to Arkansas Athletics, and I made sure to go to Morton's over there on Little Rock. But I just want to win a Super Bowl so bad that David Jackson agrees with me.
Don't turn the dial, Stanley. Don't turn it. Don't turn it, Stanley. Don't go, Stanley. Stanley, don't go.
That was so bizarre. What was Stanley?
You had him at a loss for words.
Stanley hated life so much that day. Stupid little Jerry Jones. And you talking back to Jerry Jones was just a mess. Absolute mess.
Oh, man.
Kings and Celtics tonight at the Golden 1 Center. Celtics beat the Blazers. They're locked into the 2 seed. Sorry.
I was just going to say just a little update. Horford's out.
Mm-hmm.
Jaylen Brown's out. Who's?
Tillman.
Tillman's out, and Jaylen Brown is questionable.
Correct.
Just keeping people updated. That's all.
Well, we did that when Zach was here, and I told Zach
that's true. Yeah,
he's poor Zach. Devastated. He can't see Al Horford. Devastated. He can't see Al Horford. And they were worried Tatum wouldn't play because the season's so close to ending. They're not going anywhere.
Right.
They're not going to 3. They're not going to 1. They're just
Cavaliers
trying
on a 4-game losing streak.
They're just trying. Well,
jeez, these guys. Are they ever going to win again? Oh no, they won yesterday. Didn't they?
Don't. Yeah.
Pick it up finally.
And it feels like, hey, don't lose now, because people are already unsure about you. Don't take this Atlanta Hawk energy into the playoffs.
Tatum doesn't really sit though. He's kind of different from these new guys.
That's why he's an MVP caliber player.
Yeah, he talks about it all year. Like, yeah, he doesn't want to sit on road games specifically. He says.
Well, I told my sister, I was like, yeah, I'd hope Tatum went. Look, it's their lone trip to Sacramento.
Yeah.
Like, if you sit in Miami or you sit in one of, you know, whatever, like, all right, but.
Oh, yeah, he's talked about, like, the road games.
Don't sit in Sacramento.
I would
especially
be.
Given there's going to be a bunch of Jessies and Zachs at the game tonight.
True, we'll be there.
Brother. Nauseating. Although I do like that color green. It's a nice color green. It's really just a Celtic
franchise.
Is
it Kelly green? What is the official name of that green?
Green, I think.
It is not.
Yes, it's green.
No, it's not.
Yes, green runs deep, they call it.
No, but it has it's a certain type of green.
It's a certain hue. It's got to be a certain hue.
Jesse, this is green.
It's green. No, what do you want?
I think it's called Kelly green.
No, that's the Eagles A's. Green. That's the Eagles, too.
Oh, yeah, the Eagles, too, yeah.
The Eagles have Kelly green?
Yeah.
All right. Whatever, man. I don't know who cares.
AI says it's Kelly Green, but it's AI, so it doesn't count.
Well, AI also thinks I'm D'Angelo Russell, so.
There's a green square on my screen. It looks pretty green to me.
The Celtics green color code for the Boston Celtics logo is Pantone? Or
I believe it's Pantone?
Yeah.
And hex color, hashtag 007833.
Yeah.
Yeah, so green.
Pantone. Ain't that what the stupid Dodger fans, what are they? Pantonio 274 or something like that? Pantone 27, a little stupid traveling group that they have. They're called Pantone 276 or something like that. Jackasses.
Yeah.
It's just, hey, look, CM Punk's on the TV. You know who sucks? Dodger fans. Like, what? What is happening right now?
Yeah, Casey Cano just went off on his own thing right there.
Like, he just,
those, they're a little
just
stupid traveling
like, all
group.
Dodger fans for no reason.
Those, they're a little stupid traveling group that comes all across the country with the little flags and all that. Get the hell out
Why
of here.
Why do you hate
gonna be
flags
so
much?
Annoying this year. Oh, my gosh, they're going to be so annoying.
Did you... You see, they announced the match we sniffed out, the Punk Rollins.
I didn't see they announced it, but I saw them on SmackDown. Is that when they announced it?
Yeah,
okay. I saw them fighting on SmackDown. Yeah. So that was a good call by you. You had that from the start.
I don't think I did. I don't remember when I figured that out. It just kind of became, who's Roman working with if this is what we're doing?
After you got stomped.
When you
on
blew
his face,
off on the Raw. Solo.
Yeah, you
blew that match off, and it was like, there's nowhere to go now.
Right.
And we know Rock isn't doing it, so.
Punk needs to go over.
Punk does?
Yes, 1,000%.
Tell me why.
because Roman, you can build him up and put him against Cena and then build up The Rock and all that. Like, Roman can't just win all the time.
So here's the tough part. If Punk pins Seth, what's that do? Like, everybody beats Seth Rollins.
Yeah.
If Punk wins, he has to pin Roman.
That's fine with me.
So Roman taking two falls in a row, huh?
Seth can be the one. Like, someone's got to put him over.
I just think if Seth does it, it doesn't matter.
Well, no, if you can pin Seth because...
Because you still have to pay off Punk versus Seth. You still have to pay that off. Like, this is that's
I feel
where
like
you
got
to
pay off Punk versus Roman.
So that's what I was just about to think. But you're right. That would kill Punk versus Seth, which you still got to pay off. But that would kill it. But if Punk pins Seth, that still leaves Roman Punk alive
but
at SummerSlam.
Punk pins Seth because he gets Roman out the way after he pins Seth or whatever.
But whoever wins that match has to be next, though, right?
For Cody?
For one of them. Cody or... I assume it's going to be Jay.
Yeah,
have Punk
take the belt off of Jay at WrestleMania Backlash. We'll get that done in 3 weeks. No worries.
Man, y'all really hating on Jay.
I'm not. He is.
No, I think you did too. You might not be hating on him this second, but you hated on Jay.
Sometimes.
Jay going to have the moment and then you move on from him.
Well, I didn't say move on from him.
Or did you say that?
Yeah, he said that.
Yeah, sometimes the fans love themselves a mid-card. It is what it is.
Wow, mid-carder.
JJ's cool, but like, come on.
I don't know. You think Punk gets another run
that
with the title?
Beautiful.
Should.
Yeah, that looks incredible. That's gorgeous.
Raw in London next.
Oh
Monday.
Yeah, Matt George. 12
p.m.
has
again
Are
tomorrow.
They ever coming back to America?
is the
Golden One Center the first show in America?
Matt George has it right here. Paul Heyman's going to turn on Roman, huh?
Getting Punk to pin Roman is easy. Get Paul Heyman involved. They already set it up. So I did see that they set it up.
Yeah, they already did the hug in the steel cage.
Yeah,
Paul Heyman's gonna turn, I think.
Yeah, so it can't be clean. You can pin Roman, but it can't be clean. It's got to be some like shenanigans.
Punk pins Seth, but Paul screws over Roman there.
So okay, so let me. So what happens in that regard is Heyman and Punk, are they heels or are they just baby faces?
Heels because Roman's still a baby face.
Mm-hmm.
So they're gonna boo Paul Heyman and CM Punk.
You can make it work, yeah.
And I'm just saying, I don't know if it's gonna happen anytime soon, but I see the angle already. Seth's got to be like, you know what? I'm sick of taking these, getting people over on these WrestleManias. Show me some respect, Triple H.
He can join The Rock.
He could do that.
Because he's the whole Cena shtick or whatever. I've been giving and helping. No one's ever helped me.
And it would actually
Well, can I point something out? The Rock's nowhere to be found.
Yeah, Cena can pull it down while he's gone. The Rock is
The Rock doesn't go overseas?
You don't have the mob boss show up every time.
No, but maybe during this critical juncture of Cena's character development, he should.
Hopefully,
I'm curious.
The Rock in Sacramento.
I'm curious. Did he say Rock's name?
I'm not sure.
Or did Cena say Rock's name at all?
The only tweet I saw that said he's going to.
So are we headed towards a triple threat match? Is that what that is up there? Think we're headed towards a triple?
That's what it looks like.
I don't. We don't need that. Yeah. We don't need that. All right.
Well, triple threat match, and then Jade will interfere. And maybe Bianca's got a belt, so maybe cost her the belt or something like that.
We'll put in the Intercontinental belt on Dominic Mysterio, by the way, at WrestleMania. Make it a ladder match.
Who's got it
now? Who's the Intercontinental champion?
Braun Breaker. Take it off
that's
him
right.
and then
that's
have
right.
him fight one of the big guys after.
Well, I've always said Dom's more over than his dad ever was.
Rage is out there having fun with his kid at work and Dan's just hating.
Ray been wrestling since like 94.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
It was the time Ray didn't have a mask.
There goes Brian.
Yeah, that's crazy. They like wiped out that era like it didn't happen.
Was Kevin Nash's idea, right?
To do the mask? No, I think that was Bischoff.
That was NWO, wasn't it?
When was the end. No, it was near the end of WCW.
Mm.
Like, I think they had a group called the Filthy Animals or something like that.
Yeah, it was like with Conan and those guys.
Conan.